Lakers rookie point guard. Now, let's see. What if Lonzo Ball was, say, any other player in the NBA? Would a player from another team shoot out a tweet like that directed at him? Of course not. Why did they do it to Lonzo? Because of his dad, whose name I still refuse to say. And said father was at it again this week, proclaiming the Wizards need to beware because Lonzo isn't losing again this week. Yep, Lonzo isn't losing. Not the Lakers aren't losing, but Lonzo isn't losing. I said this would happen. Many have said it would. Daddy Ball's mouth will make Lonzo despised. As if it's not hard enough for a player, especially a rookie, to succeed in the NBA, now Daddy has put a target firmly on Lonzo's back. Thanks, Pops. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking. No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Bubba Wallace is the Kings' new driver.
If he can get the job done, he's got a lifetime job.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series, a collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
Calling all thrill seekers, all adventure addicts to Homestead Miami Speedway. Calling all super fans and the rookies too. Calling all campers, all concert jammers, all tailgate greats, and all memory makers. This is the big one, the epic ending to the entire NASCAR season. This is Ford Championship Weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. November 17th to the 19th. Call 866-409-RACE or go to homesteadmiamispeedway.com for tickets.
Richard Petty Motorsports confirmed today what had long been rumored, that Darryl Bubba Wallace Jr. will drive the iconic number 43 car in 2018. Wallace filled in with the team earlier this year when Eric Almirola was injured.
It's one hell of a story to tell, looking back on it, how we got here and decisions we made and decisions I made to leave one team, go to another, and then, and then end up being in this ride for a number of races, and now it's my ride for 2018 season. So it's just crazy how things work, and my mom always said God has a plan, and it's unfolding.
No details on sponsorship or the length of the contract were released today. We've got more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome back in, and welcome to hour number three of the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Kyle Mann serving as our third wheel tonight, our producer, making sure that Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com will be joining us shortly. Remember, if you've got fantasy football questions for Tristan, get them to us now on the Hertin and Stocker text line. That number, in case you don't know it by now, is 319-366-1600. A huge amount of teams on bye. Was it six teams having byes this week? So a lot of people probably looking for fill-ins to try to keep their team afloat this week. Maybe Tristan can help you with that. Again, the number is 366-1600. Let's go to Tristan on the phone line. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, sponsoring all things fantasy content related here this season. And Tristan, I guess I'll throw it out to you. Lots of teams on buys this week.
There are six of them, which is the rarity in the NFL. But what's really interesting about the ones that are on bye this week is that a lot of them have major injury questions or playing time concerns. And, you know, it's frustrating to see them off. Teams like Green Bay with the quarterback situation and the effect on the wide receivers. Marcus Mariota, is he healthy? I like the fact that the bye week comes here. The Giants, a mess. The Rams, a very interesting team. Arizona, I mean, Carson Palmer's injury really changes things there. And we have to watch Leonard Fournette's injury. It's a strange week for the byes. I think there's questions I would have loved to get answers to.
Okay, let's dive right in onto the text line here. 1597, Aguilar, Deion Lewis, or Kenny Stills in a flex position, a PPR league, I believe.
So I'm going to lean to Aguilar here. I think he has the best matchup of the bunch. The one thing I will remind here on Kenny Stills is that Stills is a pretty competitive option here. I think Aguilar is going to be the guy at the end, but it becomes a near coin toss if Devontae Parker misses this game again. When Parker is out, Stills' usage ramps up, so make sure you keep him stashed away.
Will Fuller or Devin Funchess?
Ooh, I like Funchess' matchup an awful lot. It is very difficult to use him over Fuller, but in this case, I'm going to let the matchup drive it. It is as comparably good a matchup this week for the Panthers' passing game as it was poor last week. What people didn't realize, bad matchup last week. This week, it's the polar opposite, Funchess.
3938 wants to know, Juju Smith-Schuster or Terrell Pryor in a PPR league?
In a PPR league, I kind of still lean towards Pryor, but the Josh Doctson development this past week was something to keep an eye on. Smith-Schuster is the guy I would take as of right now, this point in the week, just because there's the report that Martavis Bryant is going to be on the inactives list this week. Guess broke a team rule or something to that effect. We're still getting some of the information on that. But Smith-Schuster should continue to get a good amount of snaps, and he'll probably take a lot of Bryant's.
Wes on the text line wants to know, Stafford or Dak Prescott this week?
Prescott by a lot. I actually hate Stafford's matchups. Stafford's matchup has two problems with it. One is that the soft spot in the defense, the opposing secondary, would go to Golden Tate, who has the shoulder injury, and I don't think Tate is going to play. I'm leaning more towards he's going to be on the inactives list. If that's the case, Stafford's best matchup in terms of the receivers is off the board, and he has to lean on the perimeter guys. Bad mix here when you're going up against Pittsburgh.
Another Devin Funchess question. PPR league flex spot play, Devin Funchess or Hunter Henry's got an interesting matchup with the Patriots.
He certainly does, and wow, I would love to get these two guys into my lineup if at all possible. I would lean to Funchess here because that's how good that matchup is going up against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has been the worst team against opposing wide receivers, and the key part of this is that they struggle against the secondary guys, which Funchess, while Funchess can make the case to be the number one option for the Panthers, it's not clearly so. I think he's going to get his numbers, but again, I like both. I wish I could get them both into my lineup.
9406 on the text line, quarterback question here. Carr or Newton?
And I understand the leaning towards Derek Carr, the feeling that you want to take him because he's a little bit, I guess, feeling safer at this point, coming off the better game. Cam Newton was a disaster this past week. But I've got to lean heavily on the Tampa Bay matchup. It's also very good for quarterbacks. Not to the extreme that the wide receivers is, but it's still a plus matchup. And I'd say by enough so. Buffalo struggling against the pass recently. Yeah, there could be an opportunity for Carr in a two-quarterback league, but it's not good enough to put him in your lineup.
Tristan, we're getting a lot of questions about Juju Smith-Schuster, so I want to return to that for a second. Martavis Bryant this week has been downgraded to scout team. Is this something where Juju Smith-Schuster could step in long-term because of the issues that Martavis Bryant has had in the past? What is your outlook on the USC product?
He certainly is an opportunity. It's one of the rare ones where he could develop into a clear opposite starter across from Antonio Brown. That's entirely a possibility here. It's a great opportunity for him. And one of the reasons that's the case is that Bryant, no matter what the Steelers tell you, I still think Bryant might well be on the trade block. It'll be difficult to move him at this point based on what's going on, but it's an opportunity for Smith-Schuster to steal some of those snaps. Let's say he gets 12 to 15 of Bryant's this week, which I think is pretty likely. If he puts up good numbers here, and he likely will with Brown going up against Darius Slay, I think he's going to be one of those sneakier plays. This could earn him a larger role going forward. He's a guy who's absolutely got to be owned at this point. The only thing I will hesitate on right now is just keep an eye on the concussion issue that he has. We need to make sure he gets cleared with this and plays.
Somebody on the text line wanted to know whether you think Teddy Bridgewater is going to play at all this year and whether or not you'd take a flyer on him.
I actually don't. I think it would be a great story if he got back, and I think it's conceivable he could get on the active roster for a game, but I don't think we're going to see him on the field this season.
All right, 8940 wants to know, in a standard league, which Minnesota running back you'd rather have, Murray or McKinnon?
If it's a standard league this week, I would go to Murray. In all other instances, I'd take McKinnon just because you have the safety net of the catches. There's a lot more consistency and an elevated floor. So I would say that McKinnon is going to be the guy every week, regardless of the matchups, just from that aspect. But this week, Murray does have a very good opportunity in terms of just the pure rushing potential.
2196 wants to know if Greg Olsen would be a good pickup if he's still on the waiver wire in a league.
I actually think he is, and if you are in a situation where you're not hurting roster-wise from this tough bye week, absolutely stash him. I think we are reaching that point where, yeah, he could come back for a couple weeks at the end of the year. This is kind of like the David Johnson discussion of a week or two ago. I think it is a good opportunity, and people aren't thinking about it. It's difficult for people to pick up injured players now with six teams off.
If you've got a question for ESPN.com fantasy football expert Tristan Cockcroft, you can pick up the phone and give us a call, 319-366-1600, or text your question to us. 6185 in a half-point PPR league looking for a flex play between James White, Buck Allen, or Bilal Powell.
And I'm going to lean to Buck Allen here just because the Miami matchup isn't especially good for the rushing production of running backs, but I think that Allen's going to play an important part in terms of some of those screen passes, the short routes. I think there will be good volume there for him. It's not a lot of upside in this matchup, but I think he gives you the greatest potential in terms of total touches.
I see a lot of people suggesting a couple Seattle wide receivers as guys to take a flyer on. Do you think that offensive line is going to give Russell Wilson enough time to throw the ball deep and maybe make those guys worth owning?
I feel like they'll give him enough time, but it is a problem. Their offensive line has performed a little bit better than I expected, but remember, I said they were unanimously the number two offensive line in my rankings entering the season, so any improvement is really going from the worst to just a little bit better. The one who I find most interesting, since we mentioned the wide receivers, Paul Richardson. I think this guy's got a lot more talent than anybody's really aware of out there. Had a pretty good game this past week, a couple of good catches. And I do think that he's going to get the. I think there's a potential he's going to get the ball in the red zone a little bit more going forward. I think he's worth a stash. I'd say in 12-team leagues, he must be owned.
Tristan, should we use cautious optimism after O.J. Howard's breakout week?
Absolutely, yeah. The problem I have with the O.J. Howard breakthrough is that Buffalo just. Their game plan was. O.J. Howard, he's on the field? What? Oh, I didn't realize. He was completely open for that last touchdown, the second one. And for the majority of the game when I was watching, they were just leaving him open and practically uncovered. He was just not a part of their game plan defensively. That's not going to happen going forward. He's just a big, bruising tight end, kind of like in the Rob Gronkowski mold, where if you leave him wide open in the red zone, he's going to get touchdowns. Opposing defenses going forward, we'll see the game film from that, the plan for it, and I think there's going to be some severe regression this week. Great dynasty prospect. Not so good in short term.
So you're saying if you're a Cameron Brate owner, you can sleep tight knowing that he's probably still safely the number one tight end there in Tampa?
I definitely could. I'll give you the numbers. 244-566. You know what those are?
Your social security number. Let me go. let me get Chase.
That goes
or
my identity.
Yeah. Thank you, Tristan.
It's Cameron Brate's receptions this year in that order, that progression.
Wow. 0376 on the text line, a flex play between the Bears' Tariq Cohen or the Browns' Duke Johnson.
I think that's going to be Duke Johnson. Again, I'm going towards, I don't like the matchup for rushing potential, so I think they're going to have to get creative with throwing the ball, and Duke Johnson has been very consistent in that aspect. I just think there'll be a little bit more volume for him compared to Cohen.
Here's an interesting question. 9761 on the text line, wondering if Evan Engram of the Giants has any opportunity to become eligible at both tight end and wide receiver, like Darren Sproles did at running back and wide receiver a couple years for the Saints.
As far as that goes for us in the ESPN games, it's difficult for me to really know that. If I'd heard something of that, I'd tell you. I haven't heard anything to that effect. I think that it would have to be to the extreme of Ty Montgomery last year, where he was rolled out, designated as a wide receiver for a great majority of his snaps in the game. The Giants are doing that to a pretty extreme amount, but I don't see that changing this season. Maybe that's a conversation that people in the websites have during the offseason. But for fantasy, I really don't think it makes a big difference as to whether he gets the wide receiver designation. His true value is as a tight end. I've been throwing the stat out there that he has the most targets by a tight end through his first seven career games of anybody during my target data era, which is 26 years. So that's pretty impressive. They're using like a wideout. Enjoy it, because he's a weekly start tight end.
All right, I don't want to call this a grade the trade, because that was, I believe, trademarked by my former co-host, but who wins in a deal between a team giving up Ezekiel Elliott and a team giving up Will Fuller and Tevin Coleman?
I heard rumors that a deal like this might have gone down somewhere, so I don't know. Am I a little biased here? I'm going to give that one a grade A+. But I am all in on Zeke Elliott. I just really don't think that this suspension is a major worry to me. It could certainly happen. I'm not giving you the idea here that I'm saying I've promised he's going to be there for the rest of the year. But we saw this with Tom Brady in the past. We could see this drag out into the offseason and the suspension takes effect next year. And I'll ask the Zeke Elliott owners this question. If you are so quick to deal him, why do you want to deal him at 80 cents on the dollar? Everybody else has the internet. They're checking this information on him. They hear everything that you do. They're going to be as panicked and waiting to get a cheap deal from you. And it sounds like this is one of them.
No, so that may be a garbage trade, is what you're saying, Tristan?
If it were me in a league with a vote, if it was going up for vote, I would vote no. I wouldn't allow that trade. I think it's too good. I feel like, look, that's... Make it happen if you have that opportunity. I don't like voting down trades, but I personally don't like the idea of somebody getting Zeke Elliott for that price. It's too cheap.
Now, Tristan, we've seen this song and dance before, but Drew Stanton, now in at quarterback for the Cardinals, how has his presence really affected Larry Fitzgerald's targets in the past, and how might it this time around?
So one of the studies I checked on this one was that it didn't adversely affect Fitzgerald's numbers as much as you believe, but it was also a different group of personnel that he was working with for most of those starts in the past. The other thing, too, is that the target total itself went down. So one of the things we're going to lose out on here is volume. Larry Fitzgerald is a great PPR option. He's going to give you one of the competitive reception totals among wide receivers for the week. With Stanton as the quarterback, that's not going to be the case. If he was a guy who'd average 7 receptions per week, we might be looking at 5, but the production is similar. So just be careful if you own him in a PPR league here.
Okay, I want to do Matt justice here, because this is a question that I think will be right up your alley, Tristan. So he is in year number 2 of a 5-year dynasty, and he has had a trade proposed to him. The trade is Alvin Kamara, David Johnson, Sammy Watkins, and a first and second round pick next year for Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Jordan Howard, and a third and fourth round pick next year.
Very interesting there. It is your classic play for the future versus play now. I actually would lean towards the future side of this trade. I think that's an awful lot of capable talent coming back. I think Kamara is very underrated. I think he's not quite being used just in a Darren Sproles way like Christian McCaffrey is. I think he is being involved enough as a running back here that I think he could get a larger role in coming seasons. So I'd take that side. And one of the big issues I have with the Julio Jones side is not so much that I have an issue with Jones or Howard. It's the T.Y. Hilton. I don't know what to expect from him the rest of the year. I'd hope that I had a more trustworthy rental wide receiver. Heck, I would take Larry Fitzgerald still over Hilton at this point.
Okay, Matt, you heard Tristan pull the trigger on that deal. He would be the team getting Alvin Kamara and David Johnson, among others. A couple more minutes with Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com. 366-1600 if you've got a fantasy question. Somebody wants to know whether Orleans Darkwa is a worthy pickup.
And that's, again, going to the question about it's so frustrating to see these teams on bye because I'd like to get a better read on what's truly going on. When I watch these Giants games, and you know I watch a lot of them, I do feel like they've gone in the direction of Darkwa. And based on the idea that the play calling is shifting right now in terms of the Giants offense, I wonder whether we should be getting on board with this recent trend. I think it is Darkwa's backfield for now, as long as he keeps it up, but he's going to be a streaky type, a little adhering to the matchups. Flex play option, but must be owned across the board.
One of those other teams on byes, the Green Bay Packers, 1 week after Aaron Rodgers gets injured. We saw a little bit of Brett Hundley. It didn't go so well the first time around. Is it time to panic if you are an owner of Jordy Nelson or Randall Cobb or Devontae Adams?
You should certainly be concerned. Hundley looked bad. I know the fantasy point total was respectable, but he looked bad as a passer, and it had a profound effect on his wide receivers. Cobb is now a cut, I think, in shallow leagues. I think that Adams has dropped down to the wide receiver 3 class. I think Nelson has dropped down to somewhere between 12 and 15 at the position, which is a pretty sharp drop-off, in my opinion. But I also don't want to inspire a flat-out panic where you're just letting go of these guys at even 50 cents on the dollar. Coming off a game like that, with the bye week, this is the absolute worst time for you to possibly trade Nelson or Adams. You need to wait through this, have them get back, hope that maybe they get a good game working together, and at that point, peddle the names. And I would. I'd be putting them on the trade block.
Tristan, we appreciate it as always. And if people head over to ESPN.com, they can check out the weekly rankings and all of the other content that you and the rest of the team put out. It's always worth the checking out. And I'll ask you this. Who do you got in the series moving forward? I know it's sort of cheating because the Dodgers won game one last night behind Kershaw, but who do you like?
I am still Astros in 6 games. I actually expected that game to go right to that script last night.
All right, Astros in 6. Lots of great talent. Tristan, we should mention, does great fantasy baseball work as well. Thanks, Tristan. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it. Good luck this week.
Yeah, good luck to you too. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com joining us. And his appearance sponsored by Imon Communications for all of your communications needs. Imon Communications bringing you the fantasy talk. Kuhn, you're smiling. You're grinning.
I was going to say, I heard we came up just short in the KGYM Listener League last week.
Yeah,
it was a smirk.
Well, and it was to Jason in North Liberty, who is sort of a rival of ours because he finished second behind us in the league last year, and his team's not that great this year, but we had Kirk Cousins and Jake Elliott and Monday Night Football, and he had Jordan Reed, and so we lost by 5 points because we made up a ton of ground, but unfortunately Jordan Reed had a pretty decent night as well. I thought you were grinning over the comments that Tristan made about the trade. That is an actual real-life trade that went down in the KGYM-KZIA inter-office league between two teams.
I missed that.
Buying Zeke Elliott at pennies on the dollar for, yes, Will Fuller and Tevin Coleman. And I don't have commissioner override. It's got to go to a vote of the leagues, the teams in the league, and I don't think people...
That was you?
What?
You got Zeke Elliott?
No. I would never propose that trade. I'm not going to take advantage of somebody like that. That's somebody that would make that trade must have zero scruples. They're cutthroat. I don't even know where to begin with proposing a trade like that. Kyle Mann is going to be with us for his next Midwest One Bank Big Board update after this break. Back with more after this.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho. At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids, and Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
My apologies to many of you on the Hurtin and Stocker text line if we did not get to your questions for Tristan. Always remember this. You can get them to us earlier in the day, and then we will put them in the queue so that they go to Tristan immediately. And you can always also head over to ESPN.com and sometimes answer your own questions by checking out their weekly rankings. And I think Tristan is one of four experts that ranks the players, and then you can sort the rankings by which expert you prefer. And I have to admit, I visit at least once or twice a week for advice. But I'm really bad at giving out my own fantasy. If somebody asked whether or not a trade of Aaron Jones for Adam Thielen and Buck Allen would be a good idea, I'm a Packers fan. I'm not a big believer in that running game. And if it's a PPR league, I think I would lean toward Buck Allen. Now, that being said, Brett Hundley is awful. And so if the Packers are going to move the ball at all with him under center, they're going to have to do it by running the ball. So, again, take my advice at your own peril.
Jordy Nelson all the way down to 15th at the position.
I have him. I have shares of him. I use Tristan's terminology, shares. I have shares of Jordy Nelson in two of my four leagues. And it's a very interesting answer that he gave to that question, because I was thinking about trying to deal him, but waiting a week or two, and that was good advice from Tristan. He says, don't pull the trigger on a deal just yet. Try to wait a week or two, and then maybe you can get a little bit more value for Jordy Nelson. But just, you know, it's if he's not getting hurt, it's Aaron Rodgers who gets hurt, and that adversely affects his value moving forward. And thank God for fantasy football again, because really the NFL would be in a rock and a hard place if it weren't for fantasy football, because people are bailing on that league right and left, as some people would have you believe. That Ezekiel Elliott trade, though, for Will Fuller and Tevin Coleman, I would at least maybe throw in yesterday's half-eaten sandwich or something on that to try to make... Maybe the guy who owns Ezekiel Elliott could have evened that trade out and made it a little more fair.
Well, I mean, you get what you get.
Stealing Will Fuller and Tevin Coleman away for Zeke Elliott.
Is that what he thinks?
Is now a good time to bring Kyle on for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update? Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes got a commitment late last night from Wisconsin native Cordell Stillmonks. The 5'9" speedster will walk on with the team next season after he ran a 4.41 40-yard dash at an Iowa camp last June. The Hawkeyes already have a commitment for now from Iowa Western defensive tackle Davion Nixon, but the 6'4", 305-pounder picked up an offer from Alabama today, so we'll just have to see how long he sticks to that commitment. I passed along some injury updates from Kirk Ferentz yesterday, but there's another regarding Boone Myers. He's still questionable on a week-to-week basis right now, and Ferentz seemed very hesitant to suggest a timetable and said he'll know more later this week. A lot came out of Big 12 Media Day in Kansas City yesterday, and Steve Prohm had a lot of questions to answer about a very new team, including a couple of transfers. Princeton grad transfer Hans Braes is recovering from two consecutive ACL tears, and Prohm says he's a full go in the half-court portions of practice, but isn't cleared yet as a full participant. Texas San Antonio transfer Jeff Beverly is working back from a summer ankle injury, but Prohm expects him to be back in time and bring a perimeter shooting threat from the power forward spot. The Dodgers claimed Game 1 of the World Series last night, 3-1, thanks to a great start from Clayton Kershaw, going 7 innings, striking out 11 with no walks. And we'll have Game 2 for you tonight. Rich Hill will have to follow that performance for the Dodgers against Justin Verlander for the Astros. First pitch shortly after 7 on all three KGYM frequencies.
Speaking of speedsters, Alex, did you have an opportunity, did you by chance hear Mike Leach, the Washington State coach, talking about pocket passing quarterbacks?
I missed this.
Okay. Mike Leach had a hilarious take at his weekly news conference about pocket passing quarterbacks trying to convince people that they have decent speed. And were it not for what I believe at the very beginning is a profanity, I can't tell whether he says shoot or another word. I would play it here on the air right now, but Mike Leach, who is one of the first people that we had on the afternoon program here back when it was Balbinot and Brommelkamp, and I know if you've been a longtime listener, you probably get really sick and tired of me telling you and reminding you that he was with us on the program that first week we were on the air. I am a huge Mike Leach fan. Not that I would ever want him coaching the Cyclones or the Hawkeyes, but I don't think he's that great. But as a personality, I'm a big fan. And he's talking about quarterbacks and pocket passers and having 4.9 speed, and they all try to convince you that they have more speed than that. And he goes down this litany of they had their track shoes on and a favorable stopwatch, and they were drinking this or eating that. It's funny. It's worth the checking out. And I wish we had that audio, but I think he drops a no-no word at the beginning of it. And as you know from listening to KGYM, we never have anybody say no-no words on the air. That never happens here, right? Never.
1717 heard the Mike Leach interview live. Wasn't he on a boat when he was with you guys?
Yes, he was. He was out fishing.
He's one of those guys that the less he cares, the more entertaining he is.
And that was, he was coming back, for people who may not be familiar, his college coaching career began in Mount Pleasant at Iowa Wesleyan under Hal Mumme, and they were having a reunion, and he was coming back for it, and I said, Hal, we got this show, and it's brand new, and what's the worst that could happen? Reach out and ask the person organizing the reunion, do they want us to promote this, and will he come on the program? And at the time, he was unemployed. I believe this was in between Texas Tech and Washington State. And sure, why not? And we get him, and he's out fishing on a boat, because on Twitter that day, he shared a picture of him on a boat, and he was on the cell phone. And I joked at the time, I wonder if this picture was taken at the exact moment that he was on Eastern Iowa's number one sports talk radio show. And the joke there was always it was the only sports talk show in Eastern Iowa. Well, outside of the gym class. And we don't get into inter-office politics and inter-office feuds, and that's why that trade's not going to be shot down, because I'm not starting World War III over bad fantasy football trades. But I can tell you who would if he were still working here in the building, because I sent that trade to him, and his response was classic. Tyler.
Can you can't share that one on the air,
can you? No. But Tyler went nuclear. No way. I said, well, look, it's fantasy football. It's fantasy. I should get that tattoo. It just says it's fantasy football with like an ellipses behind it.
See, that's my problem. I just say, oh, well, it's fantasy football. Then I lose 3 in a row. And I feel like it's because of my apathy towards it.
My worst dreams coming to reality, not being back in high school and in math class with Mr. Townsley, but my team in my quote-unquote big money league. Everybody's got to have a big money league. That was another Tylerism. Got off to an 0-5 start this year and now has reeled off 2 wins in a row, and it's giving me hope. And that is always the worst possible, because it's keeping me from making trades and just blowing my team up. And so now I'm just going to ride this team out to like a 7th place finish, and nothing good is going to come of it.
Now, is it like a dynasty keeper league where you can plan for next year?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But
so at least
so
you have
case
that.
In point, I drafted, and I'm very proud of this, in all of my leagues this year, Alvin Kamara out of the University of Tennessee. And I thought Sean Payton, the Island of Misfit Toys, Alvin Kamara, who wasn't utilized perhaps the best as he could at Tennessee, this guy could really break out. And everybody was talking to Adrian Peterson, and I was like, under the radar, I think I got Kamara with the last pick before I picked up a kicker and a defense. And lo and behold, here he is, looking like he's going to be a big-time stud on the second half of the season this year. And I had a guy in another league, the quote-unquote big money league, try to offer me Frank Gore for him. Get out. If you're going to offer a trade, at least make it so I have to stop and think about it before hitting the reject button.
Now, is that one where you have to hit the reject button and send like a taunting message back to?
Here's the deal. They give you the little box right next to the guy, and so when you clicked on Frank Gore's update, the update at the very top was about how he's most likely going to start losing carries and lose. Wow, you're really pulling a fast one on me there. As if I wouldn't read about the guy that you're trying to trade me for the up-and-coming player who clearly has the higher upside.
Is that the worst trade you've ever been offered?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if this was the worst hour of radio that we've ever done, and I was going to say, well, it's not over yet. Was that the worst trade offer?
Yes.
That I've ever received? I'd have to stop and think about that, and the fact that I have to stop and think about it tells you that it probably isn't.
Will. Oh, okay.
No. No. But, look, if you're going to go forth with a trade offer, at least make it somewhat reasonable. Hey, I'll give you the over-the-hill guy who's losing carries for the up-and-coming guy who looks like he's one of the top five breakout stars of fantasy football this year. Deal? It's fantasy football, not a charity. We got the 6 o'clock showdown to come. 319-366-1600. We need callers number 1 and 2 right now to 366-1600. On the line tonight, a pair of passes to the Marcus Theaters. Good at the Coralville, Iowa City, and Cedar Rapids locations. And all you got to do is answer 7 questions in 60 seconds tonight. 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 when we return.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
The Home Depot has ladders. Lots and lots of ladders. And now through the end of November, select ladders come right to your door with free shipping from HomeDepot.com. Select from a 6-foot stepladder, an extension ladder for higher projects, or maybe a 22-foot adjustable multi-position gorilla ladder. Step up to great savings on a new ladder. And now through November, get free shipping when you order on HomeDepot.com. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid on select ladders online only.
The 2017 high school football postseason gets underway with a big Class 4A first-round matchup. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty, Jeff Moss, and me this Friday night at 6:45 on 1600 AM as number 7 Cedar Rapids Prairie takes on number 6 Cedar Falls. Both the Hawks and Tigers enter the contest at 8-1 with terrific offenses. That's high school playoff football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 7 Prairie versus number 6 Cedar Falls at Wartburg College. Friday night at 6:45 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM.
You've got your rake, your gloves, and plenty of leaves in the yard. Now you just need to know what to do with them. Well, it's pretty easy. The City of Cedar Rapids divides the city into quadrants and picks up every other week. The schedule's at cityofcr.com/leaf. But you can make it even easier when you sign up at crnewsnow.com. Sign up with your street address and the city will send you a text or email reminder when it's your pickup week. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up today at crnewsnow.com.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld,
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right. There he is, our resident Astros fan in chief, BJ in Marion, going to be with Alex tonight, and Rick in Urbana will be answering my questions. Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Good. Doing good, doing good.
All right. You know, BJ is in a 1-0 hole in the World Series. So, Alex, I'm going to let you choose for BJ whether you would like to go first or last tonight. I'm going to give you the opportunity to pick your position.
BJ, I think we should lead off.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, BJ, 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. If you're ready, we'll start right now.
Okay.
All right. Name one of the two World Series managers.
AJ Hinch.
You and I will play this Big Ten school in basketball in an exhibition next week.
Wisconsin.
What is the record of the Chicago Bears with Mitch Trubisky under center?
2-0.
Which NBA team owns the right to former UNC star Marcus Paige?
The Jazz.
What very old celebrity is often seen directly behind home plate at Dodgers games?
Pass.
Who does Iowa State host for its homecoming game this weekend in Ames?
TCU.
Within $500,000, how much would it cost to buy out Iowa State's Matt Campbell's contract after this season?
$750,000.
Not quite.
And finally, excuse me, what very old celebrity is often seen directly behind home plate at Dodgers games?
Sandy Koufax.
Good guess, BJ. He got 4. Last week it was 5-4, right?
It was.
Was the winning tally. So, okay, Rich, if you're ready, same rules apply. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, and we'll come back to it at the end if there's enough time. We've got to beat 4. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, last night's first pitch of the World Series featured the warmest temperature ever for a World Series game within 1 degree. What was the temperature?
Rick, you got us?
Hello?
Rick. Oh, we're going to have to hit the pause here. Rick, do you have us?
We'll see if we can regather Rick.
I got you now. I can hear you on the radio, guys. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's all right. If you've got us now, then we'll start over.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, last night's first pitch at the World Series featured the warmest temperature ever within 1 degree. What was the temperature last night at first pitch?
101.
Where was you and I basketball predicted to finish in the preseason Missouri Valley basketball poll?
2nd.
According to ESPN, who is the unsung hero of the Iowa State football team this year? Is it Ray Lima, Kyle Kemp, or Kamari Cotton-Moya?
Lima.
Which Big Ten football team is featured in this week's CBS Sports Bottom 25?
The bottom 25?
Yes.
Pass.
There are 8 remaining unbeaten teams in college football. 2 are from the Big Ten. Name them.
Penn State and Ohio State. No, that's not right.
Which NFC team has the best record in the NFL?
I'm sorry?
Which NFC team has the best record in the NFL?
Pass.
Yeah, we didn't even get to the last question there. It was,
I had accidentally given him an extra
one.
Yeah,
it was 4-2 instead of 4-3 there. Luckily, we didn't have to go to the judges on that one. Rick, we appreciate it, and thanks for listening. And that was just a bad draw for Rick tonight because the first 2 questions were Astros and you and I related. And of course, BJ is the contestant. And, well, that's sometimes the way that the cookie crumbles, so to speak. BJ, we're going to put you on hold, and Alex, or Kyle, I should say, is going to get you time-hopping here back to another era. That's okay. That's all Chris Earl's fault from KCRG. Earl tweeted the APC Twitter account earlier today, and Scott Unash comes bopping back here, and he's like, yeah, Chris Earl tweeted this, and he tweeted it at you, and I was like, no, he didn't. I guess with Halloween here, tweeting a zombie Twitter account is appropriate. But if you do want to get a hold of us on Twitter, I'm pretty easy to reach at Todd Brommelkamp. BJ is going to be off to the Marcus Theaters in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, or Coralville. And let's run down the answers. Last night's first pitch at the World Series, the warmest ever for a postseason game. It was 103 degrees. And Rick's guess was 101, and Alex dinged him, and he shouldn't have. The Big Ten football team in this week's bottom 25, Illinois. The team that lost to Iowa and then last week lost to Minnesota, the team that plays the Hawkeyes this weekend. Rick got Penn State. He missed Wisconsin as the other undefeated team among the eight remaining in college football. The Big Ten has two of them. The Philadelphia Eagles with Carson Wentz at quarterback, the best record in the NFL, and we didn't get to this one, but who does the Iowa basketball team play its first regular season home game against, Alabama State, Georgia Southern, or Chicago State? It is Chicago State.
So BJ got the first three, and the first two...
Came out on fire.
I looked at the first two questions. I'm like, do we even have to ask these questions? You and I and World Series related. He easily got through that. Number four was, which NBA team owns the rights to UNC star Marcus Paige? That would be the Hornets.
And he was active the other night for their game against Milwaukee and did not play. But they were very thin at the guard position. He's on a two-way contract. You can spend a maximum of 45 days with the NBA team. And active didn't get in and didn't make his debut on Monday night.
And this was maybe one of my favorite questions that has ever,
Larry King?
Ever appeared on the 6 o'clock showdown. What very old celebrity is often seen directly behind home plate in Dodgers games?
There are a number of celebrities. Mary Hart is often seen on TV, so I didn't know how to phrase it so that I could try to push people toward Larry King. So I said very old. I don't know how old Mary Hart is, but
that would be
Larry King is ancient, and he just sits there.
Larry King was the right answer. Within $500,000, how much would it cost to buy out Matt Campbell's contract?
BJ in Marion was not even in the vicinity. He said $750,000.
The right answer would be $9.4 million.
Jamie Pollard putting the poison pill into the contract there that, you're going to buy out the whole contract if you want to hire him. So it would have to be a school, to go back to our conversation about Matt Campbell earlier in the week, it's going to have to be a school that has very deep pockets if they do want to make that commitment. And there aren't a whole lot of those out there that would say, okay, we'll pay $9.4 million just to get the guy, and then on top of that, whatever his salary commitment would be. Of course, unless, of course, you know, you've got the shoe companies involved in helping to pay, like basketball.
That never happens in football. That's just a basketball thing, Todd.
We'll wait and see. Basketball is definitely the world which that thrives. But somebody was asking the other... By the way, I don't want to tease this, but I'm going to tease this. Tomorrow, courtesy of David Kaplan... in Chicago, I have, I think, perhaps one of the best would you questions that we've ever had or will ever have on the program. And I don't want to spoil it. It's available on Twitter. I actually commented on it earlier today, but it involves bathroom etiquette for men. And if that's not enough to get you to tune into tomorrow's program, I don't know what else we can say at this point. We got an Iowa State person tomorrow. We usually talk Iowa State on Thursday.
See if we usually will check in with Brent Bloom. I didn't look at the board today, but we'll see if
And I didn't see his name up there.
We'll
check in
with someone related to Iowa State tomorrow.
But we'll
we're gonna have a bathroom etiquette discussion.
Bathroom etiquette discussion and the unveiling of and the first round of voting in the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. And I don't know whether I can, in good faith or good conscience, put Butterfinger bars and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups on there because the listeners are just trying to have us hand those out. We're handing out whatever the bad candy is on Tuesday on Halloween as you drive by the station. But I don't want to turn this into a farce where people are nominating good candy in hopes that they get it by stopping by.
I forgot who else we'll have on the show tomorrow. Randy Johnson.
Not that Randy Johnson. Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson of the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
You got Randy Johnson during the World Series. Holy cow. Yeah.
He's going to talk Gopher football with us.
The beat writer covers the Gophers. We'll talk a little PJ Fleck. And is he an elite beat writer, Randy Johnson? We'll find out tomorrow. 6:52, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and then we'll send you off to Larry King, Nancy Hart, and Mary Hart, and all of the other C-list celebrities. Now Larry King's an A-lister. But
he's very old.
He is very old. All the folks in Chavez Ravine waiting for Game 2 tonight, Justin Verlander and the Houston Astros. Will they even the series? That's our Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com, and not that I get a vote. But I have a feeling this is going to be a 1-1 series going to Game 3. 106.3, 107.5, 1600 AM, KGYM, back with more after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
Shifting gears is what it takes sometimes to move forward. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is looking for some special people like you who view life a bit differently. You're intrigued by the thought of working all night when the rest of the world isn't. You like the freedom and the pay night work offers, plus overtime. Shifting gears with PMX Overnight offers stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision, coupled with rock-solid retirement benefits. Working the overnight shift at PMX isn't for everyone, but shifting gears may be perfect for you. Learn more at ipmx.com.
6:54, the final couple minutes of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on all three KGYM frequencies before we get you to Game 2 of the World Series and ESPN's coverage of the Dodgers and the Astros. Justin Verlander looking to knot that series tonight. Plenty more on the horizon as we gear up for a big weekend of football here in the state of Iowa. TCU and Iowa State homecoming on Saturday. Iowa and Minnesota battling for Floyd of Rosedale. We have two great shows set to finish out the week strong. And speaking of finishing strong, here's Kyle Mann with his final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes got a commitment late last night from Wisconsin native Cordell Stillmonks. The 5'9 speedster will walk on with the team next season after he ran a 4.41 40-yard dash at an Iowa camp last June. The Hawkeyes already have a commitment for now from Iowa Western defensive tackle Davion Nixon, but the 6'4", 305-pound JUCO prospect picked up an offer from Alabama today, so we'll have to see how long he sticks to that commitment. I pass along some injury updates from Kirk Ferentz yesterday, but there's another regarding Boone Myers. He's still questionable on a week-to-week basis right now, and Ferentz seemed very hesitant to suggest a timetable and said he'll know more later this week. A lot came out of Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City yesterday, and Steve Prohm had a lot of questions to answer about a very new team, including a couple of transfers. Princeton grad transfer Hans Braes is recovering from two consecutive ACL tears, and Prohm says he's a full go in half-court portions of practice, but isn't cleared yet as a full participant. And Texas San Antonio transfer Jeff Beverly is working back from a summer ankle injury, but Prohm expects him to bring a perimeter shooting threat from the power forward spot. The Dodgers claimed Game 1 of the World Series last night, 3-1, thanks to a great start from Clayton Kershaw, going 7 innings, striking out 11 with no walks. And we'll have Game 2 for you tonight. Rich Hill will have to follow that performance for the Dodgers against Justin Verlander for the Astros. First pitch is set for 7:09, and you can hear it on all three KGYM frequencies.
The Lakers are home tonight at the Staples Center, and it is Lonzo Ball against John Wall.
That's going to be fun.
Going up against Game 2 of the series. And the Dodgers and the Astros.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to have to DVR the game again.
Another Navy football live?
No, the St. Louis Blues are on tonight.
Oh, that's sports for live sports for live sports. I'd make that trade.
I don't know. As long as I watch what I need to watch, it doesn't matter what order I do it in, but I did think about that. It was a little bit weird to tune away from the World Series for a TV show that I could watch any other time.
It was even stranger for me to put my son to bed last night and come back downstairs and not have the game be in the sixth inning. I came downstairs and I thought, holy cow, that game got over in about 2.5 hours, which it did last night. We'll see whether they can do it again tonight. I highly doubt it. Have a rest of your day. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show tomorrow right here on KGYM.